Today, the U.S. State Department formally recognized the winner of the disputed Honduran election, sitting President Juan Orlando Hernandez, despite calls for a new election from independent observers like the Organization of American States, the OAS, and from the opposition Alliance Party, whose candidate Salvador Nasralla lost after a strange night of vote counting. Weeks of protests followed, including more than two dozen supporters of the opposition being killed. The opposition also includes left-leaning former President José Manuel Zelaya, who was deposed in a 2009 coup. President Hernandez has been implicated in corruption scandals and tied to drug trafficking. He's also accused of changing the Constitution to allow his run for a second term. Well, Gerardo Torres Zelaya, no relation to the former president, is coordinator of the Opposition Alliance, but he's in Washington to meet with the OAS and elected officials. He joins us from the NPR studios there. Gerardo, welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
All week, we've been getting missives from the Trump administration and the State Department in different ways accepting the outcome of this election. This is the first formal recognition of the sitting president, Hernandez, as winner. Your thoughts when you heard that?
We were expecting it. We talked with people from the OAS and also from people from the State Department, and we saw that they had very different positions about Honduras. The State Department, even though of all the proof of fraud and manipulation of the elections, was willing to recognize Hernandez because they called him an ally of the United States. And he really is not. He's an ally of some of the military of the United States in the region in Honduras.
I'm just going to jump in to say that it's not just the Trump administration. The Obama administration as well supported Hernandez because there is a military base there, a U.S. military base there, and because he was said to be fighting a crime and against illegal immigration, which was particularly important to the Trump administration. Your response to that?
Well, Hernandez's government is an heir of the coup d'etat of 2009 that brought more militarization, more control over Honduran society, but also more violence and corruption and open doors for drug dealers.
Talk about that election night. It's widely thought that Hernandez's government interfered with the election. What was that like for you to watch as your candidate was 5 percentage points ahead? All the election officials felt there was no way that Hernandez could come from behind to defeat that. And then suddenly the counting stopped and he wins.
We have always known that this is a dictatorship disguised as a democratic government. And we also knew that they weren't willing to compete in a democratic election, but they were doing it because of international pressure. So when we saw that they didn't want to give the reports at 7 p.m. or at 9 p.m. or at 11 p.m., we knew that we were winning. So people went out to the streets and celebrate. The next day, when the system came down and it came back again, all the data before was erased, and now Hernandez was ahead of Nasralla. Mm. So people went to the streets, and I'm talking about November 29 until this moment, and we haven't stopped fighting, defending our right to participate in democracy in a fair condition. And what the State Department is doing by recognizing Hernandez is just increasing confrontation, because the only way they can stay in power is by the use of the military force.
Look, as we said, the Trump administration also thinks they have a partner in Hernandez, President Hernandez, in the fight against illegal immigration. But other observers think that he's the cause of many Hondurans fleeing. Do you think more Hondurans will leave now because of his win?
Of course. We have only during Hernandez's government more than 30,000 underage that have come to the United States in illegal migration. It's less dangerous to cross Mexico and to cross Guatemala and to cross the border for a 10-year-old than to live in Chamelecon or to live in San Pedro Sula or to live in Tegucigalpa. The United States presents Hernandez as their ally, but they prefer to support a criminal government instead of allowing an alliance that has Nasralla, who's from center-right, but also has people of the Libre Party that are known to be from the left and to be socialists.
Look, I want you to describe one moment. You said people aren't going to stay home. They're going to be out in the streets. But there was one day when they had to stay home because there was a curfew imposed. And so we understand they were banging on pots in their homes and you could hear it all over the city.
You could hear it all over the cities and all over Honduras. People didn't obey the curfew. They started banging their pants. And then 3 days after the government had announced a 10-day curfew, they had to take it away because people weren't respecting it. And you had the military trucks in the streets, but the people were in the neighborhoods banging their pants and shouting and making a lot of noise just to make clear that they're not going to put their head down.
That's Gerardo Torres Zelaya of the Opposition Alliance in Honduras, no relation to the former president of Honduras, President Zelaya. Gerardo is in Washington to meet with officials here to share his concerns about the recent election in Honduras. Gerardo, thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
And we will link you to this incredible YouTube video of those Honduran protesters inside their homes making this noise at hearnow.org.